Gordon King with Geeks of the South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Happy birthday again, Glory Jane. Hi, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, because I think you're cute. I want to hold your hand. Over the weekend, I saw an interview with a woman and her child from Ethiopia. She didn't look anything like me. Either did he. Their dad went through Yemen into, well, supposedly into Saudi Arabia in order to find some work or something of that nature to help his family. And that was 2 years ago. They haven't heard from him since. And I listened to the woman, obviously through a translator, and the child, saying, I want my dad back. And when I heard the child say that, it's kind of like, I wonder what my kids think. I really do wonder. If you're listening to this, then you probably know about the emails. You probably don't know read the emails because you're probably not listening to this, but I talked about that girl I saw at Publix Saturday, and it really did impact me, because, you know, I looked at another person, and there was such emptiness, and then visiting some friends, and they say, oh yeah, because they've used heroin, and they've used meth, they've used cocaine and all the other kinds of recreational drugs, so they know all about it. And they said, no, it's not meth, it's not cocaine, it's not marijuana, it's heroin. And it was kind of like, oh, thank you, Bear. or, you know, developed by Bear, but now marketed by the CIA. But as a human being, as somebody's kid, and I have kids, including Gloria Jane and Susanna, and as you are probably aware, I sent the email to Eric Lee and Julia, who I guessing is with or near Tirza. And, you know, if you read that, do you see a vengeful man, or do you see a follower of Christ? Do you see a man who wants his family back? Who wants to embrace his kids? Oh, one other thing. Visiting my friend Gary, the gentleman with one leg, we're having a delightful conversation. And Lynn, who is 5'2", said, oh, because time change was coming, there was a mechanical clock on the wall, and said, oh, could you reach that? And I just, yeah, sure, not a problem. It was maybe just above my head, so it was easy to reach. And it was kind of like, wow, you're tall. And, you know, that's, you know, not a big deal. But what happened after that, Gary was sitting there. He wasn't standing there. He only has one leg, so he was sitting there. Lynn stood next to me. So, because she wanted to compare heights. I don't know if she just did it or Gary asked. I don't remember. But so, you know, I'm literally exactly 1 foot taller than her. And then, of course, I was wearing my boots, so probably a little bit more. But for a moment, her arm, the side of her arm, touched the side of my arm. And it was kind of like really uncomfortable, but also a reminder, I want to touch my wife so badly it hurts. Not being able to touch my wife is probably one of the most destructive things that has happened to me. Dorothy Jane, I want to hold you. Really bad. I love you.